I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. China banned Christmas this year, ramped up the crackdown on Christians, and tightened religious restrictions. And with the new year just days away, it's interesting to note that 2020 is the global year of the Bible, the major push to end Bible poverty. For groups like Bibles for China, it's going to be very interesting. Right now, they're focused on building key relationships and equipping young church leaders. With the shift in religious restrictions, it means praying for creative wisdom. Would you join them? And speaking of the year of the Bible, fewer than 700 languages have a full Bible translation. FMI's Bruce Allen says they see the need for God's Word firsthand. FMI supports indigenous pastors and church planters in the world's largest Muslim-majority nations. And since Bibles go hand-in-hand with church planting and discipleship, FMI is doubling their scripture distribution efforts in 2020. $7 provides a Bible. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.